Right, and what is that? A quick sticker one we did yesterday.
Yeah, scroll through
the forum, by the way, yesterday. I looked up this thing about, it's a good question. This thing about what Malavan applies to. It's a good question. I want to have a look. Start from the beginning. Right, so we start from the beginning. We said that I said the Malacha of Malavan, where does that come from? That comes because after they sheared the wool, so they washed it before they dyed it. That's what it is, the Malavan is. So Malavan is to clean something. The Vol Malavan, the Apostle says, is only on a soft material. It's something, it's true. Wood is a hard material, and it can be, it's true what you say, it can be absorbed a little bit, but about the hard surface, it's not, it's muffled up from the partial Malavan. So the Chayra hand is not the same thing. It's like wood, it's hard. The Chayra, that's why it's not shag Malavan. Look at Kashi, the Chayra, why it's not shag Malavan on a person. Chayra, it's only shayach on a soft material, a material which is bendy. So we said that's why there's a bit of shayach with leather. Leather is definitely a problem of Malavan. But we're talking about yesterday plastics, things like that. That could be also included because it's soft. Obviously, a hard plastic is not a problem at all. Stiff plastic is no shayach. But the soft plastic, which, you know, you can crush it with your fingers, you can fold it, whatever. That's a soft material, it's very similar to leather. That could be a problem of Malavan. We said that Malavan means even to remove something just to a slight degree. Yes? Or even you haven't cleaned the garment completely, you rectified it a little bit, it's become cleaner than it was beforehand. Even though it's not completely clean, that's also the issue of Malavan. Just one other thing which I have to mention, well, I've said this already yesterday, we're going to go to this barricade as we'll start today, that there's a three-stage process normally in Malavan. Normally, the first stage you do is you soak it, then you rub it, and then you squeeze out the water. And our washing machine is all done for us, yeah? It all gets done automatically. It gets full soaked with water, spun around, it gets rubbed, like rubbing, and then it gets run right out. So that's what the process does. Okay. What else did we speak about yesterday? We spoke about, Chiddush, that's also very important. Chiddush to me, that in Malavan, the Issa, as I said to you normally now, is soaking by itself is a problem. When it comes to leather and materials that are similar to leather, which it doesn't absorb properly so well, it's not as absorbent as cloth. In such a case there, the Shriya, putting water on it, is not the Issa of Malavan. There, you need stage two to rub it. You need to pour water on leather and you don't rub it. That's not Issa of Malavan. But we said yesterday, I also spoke about it sometime, someone's got a dirty shoe, it's got tit on his shoe. So to pour water over it is no problem. As long as you don't rub the water into the leather. If you rub the water into the leather, that would be a problem of Malavan. But if you do just pour water over it as it is, that's not a problem.
As long as there's no stitches.
Yeah, stitches could be a problem. The shoelace itself might be a material. That could also be a problem. But other than that, that's okay. Right, boys. Sorry?
Can't sew it in leather. You can't put your shoe into the water.
If there's no stitching and no thing, that's what I think. Leather is not a problem. Leather in water, soaking stage in leather is not a problem of Liban. It's only when you rub it. That's a chiddush to me as well. I also find a chiddush yesterday. That's not the issa. The issa of Malavan by leather is only when you rub it. In a material, if someone takes a bit of water and puts it on his thing, a jacket, for example, to clean something, that's mommy's awesome. Even without rubbing it, just the water itself. I've got a dirty stain, puts it into a bit of water just to soak it in there, and hopefully the stain will come off. That is marked Malavan. On leather, that's not like that. Leather hasn't got this, and plastic as well, soft plastic hasn't got this problem. So we said that washing yesterday, for example, someone's got to stick a table off to paste that away. Could be on Friday night, someone's got a tablecloth, he's got a plastic tablecloth, stiff plastic, like this. A good example, washing, something's spilled on it, sticky. So to take your wet hand, and rub it, that's not so posh. Yeah? To rub leather is not so posh. So to rub it hard to get rid of that sticker is not so simple. To use a cloth is a problematic because you can do skin on the cloth as well. But even that is not so simple. It's a material that doesn't absorb plastic.
The question is whether this plastic is considered like leather.
Well,
this
is a material, it's much worse.
Is it plastic?
Meat plastic or plastic? Yeah, look, you see, it's lost. What is it? Where is it? It's lost. Let me kill on yours. Yeah, it's Machman plastics. Kibble's the nylon plastic. Mapa's nylon or plastic. Mapa's, that's a tabletop. Plastic tabletop. Mapa's nylon or plastic. Here's where you're supposed to say, is kibble's. Degene die niet alleen maar in de schacht spannen als dat is, die gaan tegen een rabbit. Ja, het is een gillis, het is een gillis. Not absorbent, maar het is ook zo absorbent. Het is niet goes in. Soms gaat aan, maar als je een schacht spannen, dan moet je het door het. Dat is je houdt het. But generally speaking, leather, I don't know if leather, leather, water good with leather?
But the leather is painful.
Well, you soak it in the water, you soak it in there. I think you've got a hole in your shoes.
Eventually, leather will absorb.
What?
Eventually, leather will absorb.
Yeah?
Leather's treated, leather. The shoes are treated with wax.
You tell me, if you leave the shoe, a leather shoe in water,
if it hasn't been waxed, leather.
Well, eventually,
you'll
find
water
to be
wet. Yeah. If you walk through
puddles,
your shoe.
Yeah. Well, that's from. That could be because you're not socks.
It's protected with wax, that's right.
You're saying leather's absorbed? Yeah, I don't know. I hear. Okay, everybody, so the next lot is cobwebs.
What?
Very interesting, I'm not going to say. Cobwebs. So I'll tell you how it starts, actually, the knocking cobwebs. It's unlocking two places in Shokanar. One is in Ray Samuel Gimel base in Cotton Gimel. So what would you say? Isn't Isra Milan, someone's got cobwebs on the wall or whatever. Isn't Isra Milan to take it off?
No water.
No shines. Pastures.
Why not?
There's no shines. Trust you, no, there's no water. Even if you say it's like dust taking dust off, it's not a material. A wall is a hard surface. There's nothing there. But let's just show you something over here. Ray Samuel base. So you've got the gimbal. There's some of
these. Is the spider hanging on it at
all? I hope not. Very sad base of cotton gimbal. Here, Mr. Brewer, how long can you show me? Mr. Brewer brings down. Toiv, Lafana is curry, Achmish, my bias bridge. It's a good thing on air of Shabbos to take short, where you get rid of all the cobwebs before Shabbos comes in. Kedena Nakris abides to cover Shabbos, not to clean the house to cover Shabbos. Comes in also in Reish Nun, also, Sivkot and Tess. Comes also, Mr. Brewer brings in Halacha also, Reish Nun, Sivkot and Tess. Sivkot and Tess. Yes, to find this curry achmish. Sorry, we start with this. There's a mitzvah of the hochin atzmoy. He started the hochin atzmoy shum dolos like a Shabbos. Should make his own preparation for Shabbos and do it himself. Yeah, rather than doing a shliach actually. The mitzvah of kibbutz Shabbos mutal kol adam because if the rest of the Shabbos only the chesh Hashem and chumot. Mitzvah by yisrael b'shluchay. Who had the mitzvah b'chol mitzvahs? There's an inyan to do the mitzvah yourself rather than appointing a shliach. Then he says. Yes, lefano is kuri achbish, me'abayis be'er Shabbos. A person should clean the house from spiders' webs on Erev Shabbos. So that's a chaninion, it looks like, to make sure the house is nice and clean, make sure there's no spider webs at all running around on Shabbos in your house. What about if someone didn't do it on Shabbos, and he comes on Shabbos itself, and he sees a spider's web on Shabbos, not very pleasant. So one, if there's a spider inside there, then you've got a serious problem of maybe killing the spider. Just knock on that spider. Let's say the spider's not there. Is there a problem taking off the spider web? Could be. Anything else?
It's not an offer.
What?
It's not an offer, actually.
It's true, but are you allowed to move moxie if there's not an offer?
Probably not.
No.
I meant probably not.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure it's good. That's right, man. I know that's right, man. So it's a problem. That's not so simple. So one problem we've got on Muxa, that could be. Any other problems? So the Meister Kabachayim got a Chiddush. I find a Chiddush in different. Some someone asked it. Kabachayim says Mesuga when it's Toilish. When it's Toilish. That's like Kreitzer. Kabachayim's Mesuga. It's not clear what that means. It's a Chiddush, why that should be. The Meister, it's not so simple. The Shmiv is Shabbos Kilchosoi. He says, "Ein lahosik kuri achbish." One shouldn't remove on Shabbos these spider webs. Gam b'shum isem mukta. Also, because of the problem of mukta, the gam b'shum she'ein chubar lach pious, and they connect to the house. Yes, Khashash is a toilish blamachuba. could be there's a possibility of doing Turkish Makhubah. And the bottom reads out, so Zam is Paraguay, that should be probably actually Turkish. It looks like from Vadash also liquors the Ashbish Asma. Obviously, one shouldn't kill actually the actual spider itself. However, if it's not attached to the house, he says, much as on a Kaney, it's not attached to the house, Avo. Mutala says, Kuria Ashbish, if any Makhubah on the bias, if it's not attached to the house itself, then he says you may take it off. But who must see my the tilt on that side? You do it indirectly. You move it off indirectly because of the problem of muksa.
Is there an attachment in the corner there? Is that something attached to the
that's
corner
attached.
There?
It's on the wall. The wall is attached. Anything which is built, it's something which is attached to something which is built, that's called mechubah. It's a very mechilish. I must say, it's a very mechilish. It's got how many?
Dirt attached to the wall.
No, this could be a natural thing. This is now its growth. It's stacked onto it. Yeah, no, the dirt's not meant to be on the wall. Nor is this. It's a very mechilish.
It's
a very mechilish.
You mentioned
melabin. It's not melabin.
It's not melabin.
That's one thing it's not. It could be muksa, it could be toilish. It's not melabin. Melabin it isn't. Lemaisa in the Schmidt, in here, what's his name, in the Urcha Shabbos, he says it's mutter. Mutter, lenaka is kuri achmish, aim is there, ishtu mashum tiltu muksa. He says no problem muksa. He's got an interest about why is there no problem with tiltu muksa when you move the spider's web. Shahari, in yitil, lechamen bias, merusu, b'shabbos. They allow you to sweep a house with Shabbos. Lemaisa, a lot of the things you sweep when you sweep the house, dust, it's dirt, things that are useless. But what you're doing is muksa, you're doing tiltu on that side, you're doing it indirectly. The time is that this thing with the spiders web, it's good for him, right? It's the same thing, and therefore if it disturbs a person, the spider's web disturbs a person, take a broom and move it off, it's okay. He's not worried about toilets for some reason, he doesn't seem to be bothered about toilets. So the Earth Shabbos seems to say that's okay. He's not worried about this, yeah? He doesn't bring this stuff even about toilets. So if it disturbs a person, sir.
Weißt du, wie es habe ich jetzt worried about Mukze?
If what?
Weißt du, wie es habe ich worried about Mukze? Weißt du, was denn
dust? Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a good question. I've heard what he's got. Unless he's talking about taking it with your hand, maybe. Maybe he's talking about doing it directly. That could be worse. If you take it off directly, that could be worse. Maybe he's also agrees with Shmuel Shabbos. If you do it indirectly with a broom, I mean, the thing is, you have to do it, the mice. I mean, most people are quite happy. If it's there ready, it could be, you could leave it on there. Yeah? The shaila is if it disturbs a person. It's only if it disturbs a person, yeah? Otherwise, the chayil is not a problem. Okay. That's our lot of these spider webs. Okay, now let's move to the next part of Hilchus Libon. That is soaking. Soaking begotten in water. So this is an interesting thing here because there's a Gemara, there's a steal in the Gemara over here. In one Gemara, it says, let's just find the Gemara, it's actually inside down. In one Gemara, it says, Gemara Zvachim, if someone takes a baguette and he soaks it in water on Shabbos, he's Chayv Chatos. He's done an Issa of Libun. He's Chayv Chatos. It's one Gemara. Because soaking a baguette in water is a process of washing. Avadah doesn't complete the whole process. Just because you pour a baguette in water, it doesn't mean the whole baguette's clean. But it's a part of the process of cleaning is to pour a baguette in water. And therefore, that is already enough. It's a chelik of melavin. Therefore, it's an issur min haTorah to put a baguette in water for that purpose. The problem is, there's a few gemaras which are mashma that you're allowed to walk through water on Shabbos. One of them is, for example, someone wants to be company rabbi. Someone wants to visit his Rebbe, and the only way to get to the Rebbe is to go through water. The Maaser Shulchan Aruch is allowed to. Right? It's showing you what's going on over here. Here, you're also soaking your begotten in water. As you walk through the pool of water, what?
He doesn't want it.
I'm sorry. First of all, Lo Nichalei makes an Isra Bon, he still can't do it. In fact, that's only about persecution, it's not persecution. This is Mamish going via Daniel, walking Mamish into water. So the Rishonim give two answers. The Rishonim give two answers out of scatter, which really hinges a lot on Hilchos Melavim. And that is the Rishonim in Tosfos says that the Issa of putting a baguette in water is only the dirt when the baguette is dirty. If you've got a dirty garment and you put it in water, then there's an Issa. If the baguette is clean, if I take a nice clean baguette and put it in water, there's no Issa. So a person who's wearing his clothes, hopefully the clothes are nice and clean, hopefully, basically, I mean, it should be more or less clean. And therefore, to walk through water with that is not a problem. The Gemara, which says a person is chayav if he goes through water, if he puts a baguette in water, it's talking about a baguette's dirty. That That's the Rees Terrace. Rabbeinu Tam gives a different reason. Rabbeinu Tam says that the issa of soaking a beggar in water is where a person is doing a mice of kibbutz. That means a person's got a dirty beggar and he puts it in water. That is how you clean a garment. No normal person cleans a garment by walking through water. That's called derech lichur. He's not doing it in the way of a mice of kibbutz. He's not doing it to clean the garment. But chiddush, yeah? According to Rabbeinu Tam, though, comes out chiddush, that avada, even a clean beggar to soak in water is possible. He doesn't hold this terrace of the Ree. But again, you've got two terutza for this kasha. The Ree holds that if you put a clean beggar in water, there's no problem. And therefore the Gemara, which says that you're allowed to walk to meet, go through to your river, is talking about you got a clean beggar. The Gemara, which says that it's awesome in that turret to put a beggar in water, is talking about where the beggar is dirty and you, by putting it in water, are cleaning it. That's the process. The Rabbeinu Tam learns a different text. Rabbeinu Tam says that the law is, it depends, if it's derech lichluch, if the beggar, if you're doing a mice of lichluch, that means you're not interested in cleaning it really, it means a person walks through somewhere, he's not interested in cleaning his beggar, that's not, no normal person cleans a beggar by walking through a pool of water. That is mutter. If a person, though, wants to put in water to clean it, that's also not terrible. We are choshish for both shittas, really, yeah? So we try to accommodate both shittas. That means, certainly, for example, soaking a beggar to clean it off is dicha'asa. I mean, the person's got a stain on his jacket, and he goes under the tap, and he puts, lets the water run onto the stain in order to clean it, and it's a minatura of malabi. Or he puts disinfectant on it. Water doesn't have to be only water. Malabi doesn't have to be dafka with water. Any cleaning agent which helps clean the garment is also to do. So a person puts bleach on some sort of garment or some clean, what's it called, a cleaning agent to remove the dirt. That is
by cleaning with a knife as well, sir. If it's dry, you don't have to do it.
So first one's two things. I didn't mention that. That's a very important point, actually. The issa of malabi is only what's penetrated into the beggar. If I have got something sitting on top of my jacket over here, someone's put a chunk of me on top of my jacket, it's not penetrated into the fibres. To take a knife and scrape that off, that's not malabi. First of all, there's no liquid, that's number one. And second of all, he's not doing a ma'aseh malabi because malabi has to be you're going into the fibres. The malabi is you're cleaning something which has penetrated into the beggar. If something is not penetrating the beggar, it's not malabi. I'm not saying it's mutter always, but that is the general rule of malabi is only problematic when it goes in. Yeah.
What's wrong with plastic?
But that's what we're saying. It looks like oil on plastic. It looks like something does, I don't know what it means, penetrates in. It's not sitting on the surface. Yeah, it's a good kasha. It's like a plastic thing as mummish. It's not. It looks like it gets wet. It's something does go in. I don't know what it means.
A certain type of tables
are
more
fabric
type.
That's
what we're talking about.
This over here, what's this?
This is not.
No, it's hard.
Which is that? Even a fabric type, not absorbing anything. Pour water to tomorrow morning, you'll find no wet on the other side, I'm telling you. A normal plastic table, what are you talking about? A normal plastic table will be fabric, it feels fabric, you can pour water to tomorrow morning, it won't get wet on the other side. You have to know, it's an interesting one of this exactly, but plastic, for some reason, is worse than on top of your clothes. It's not absorbed. It looks like, I don't know, yeah, it's an interesting point, I hear the horror, it's a good point. So that's what we're saying here by Sharia. So this Sharia here over here is problematic. If you're soaking it, in whatever way you soak it, certainly if the garment is dirty, it's a problem. The Kiddush now is, even if you've got a clean beggar, you must even put that in water. Because Rabbeinu Tam holds that even a clean beggar must be put in water. So you've got to be careful not to make clean beggars of water. I just had this shower this week, it was very interesting. Someone had a bandage on his hand. I didn't think about it now, as I speak it over to you, I'm thinking about it. He had a bandage on his hand, and it was stuck onto his hand. It got stuck, because it crusted over, it got stuck. So someone was miyaitzed to put it in water. That's not so posh, because now you're going to make the bandage wet. So in a chanami, you're doing malabim, you're cleaning a garment, it's too basically clean. But the chur, it's not so posh to do that, the chur, because even a clean garment, one should wet. All right, let's think about it. Okay. Oh, yeah. Next year.